Hey guys, I'm going to start answering all your marketing questions and concerns on here. I'm going to give you quick bite-sized actionable marketing strategies and tactics that will help you attract new patients immediately and grow your practice. Every Monday, a short episode will come out, and each month we will be covering a topic. Topics like ground marketing, Google AdWords, internal marketing, reputation management, and more. And I will have experts, agencies, and professionals give us step-by-step instructions you can easily implement. What you're listening to will be actionable steps you can do today. No strings attached. And then you will see the results. So without further delay, let's get into our Monday morning marketing episode. Hey, Michael, so talk to us. Tell me one or a couple content marketing strategies that you know can definitely help other practice owners out if we were to implement it today.
Yeah, you know, I think content is still very much at the core of any good marketing campaign. And, you know, I think most people at this point, you know, are going to agree with that. It's not controversial. Most people are like, yeah, you know, good content, whether it's visual, so photo, video, or written, like you got to have that to be relevant, to be interesting, and ultimately to have, you know, people reach out to you to convert. But the sticky problem is that creating content is really hard, right? And I think most of our dentists out there are like, I don't have time, or I don't know what to create content about, or I don't know how to create that content. So, you know, what we found is that actually coming up with a system, really a three-step system, makes this way more accessible. So that's what I'd like to talk about today, is really offering up a system that any dentist can use if they want to create content on their own, to make sure that they're doing it in a intentional way, they're doing it in a structured way, and they're getting the most out of it.
Awesome. Okay, let's get into it, man.
Cool. So, you know, I think the first thing that you need to do is just schedule an hour. You should be able to do a lot of damage in an hour. And the first thing we want to do, our first step, is find your focus, right? So what does that mean? What that means to me is that we want to find areas that we want to talk about, we want to create content about, that are relevant to people. And there's two really good ways to do this. The first one is to trust your gut, right? Think about what those chairside conversations are, those knee-to-knee conversations, and write down the most common questions that you're getting. And they could be questions that feel really simple, like, what are my financing options? You might be like, well, as a dentist, why should I create content? Well, if that's the question people keep asking, you want to be relevant in that area, right? Or it could be more technical. It could be questions about, permanent dentures, implant affixed dentures, and what's the difference between a traditional denture and a permanent denture, right? So there's a whole long list. I think you should start with your experience first, but most of you know that I love data. And so I'm of course going to offer up that option as well. There is a wonderful tool out there called Keywords Everywhere. And I'm opening the kimono, as they say, and revealing our trade secrets. And Keywords Everywhere is a really cool tool, because what it does is it lets you take basic keyword phrases that you might search, like cost of dental implants. And then it suggests maybe 15 to 20 other related phrases that actual people are searching, and it gives you a starting point to say, well, this is what's in my head, but what are other people actually searching for? And that is a great way for you to find those topics that are most relevant to the people you want to speak to.
Got you. So Keywords Everywhere. So like if I were to, let's just say, right, it's the dentist says, okay, I'm going to block out on Sunday morning an hour and then sit down. And then they decide to use this tool, Keywords Everywhere. And then they just, to you, in your opinion, like what is some, like four things we can write about right now that you know, like the community will be looking for?
Yeah. So there's topics that we like to call like mega blog topics, right? And it's stuff that everyone's searching for. And so we've been accumulating a list over time, and I'm not going to give away all of our topics in this episode, but I will give you a few starting points. Oftentimes what people are looking for are those, they're either looking for information that's going to help them make a decision about a procedure. So that could be comparing things. I think comparison content is wonderful, right? So if you're like, what's the difference between Invisalign and traditional braces? What's the difference between a permanent denture and a traditional denture? What's the difference between a Serret crown and a traditional crown? Those are all great examples of comparison blogs. And you might say, well, why is that important? because this is how our brains work. When we're making purchasing decisions, we compare things, right? So if you just get out in front, what that does is two things. One, you're speaking to what people are searching for, right? We all search for comparison topics. We've all done that. And two, it gives you a piece of content that you can then use later. If someone is in fact asking you, you can say, hey, I want to talk to you about it now, but we're going to actually send you a link to our website, or you're going to send you a link to this video that we created. And it's going to speak to that exact topic. It's going to give you more information. So I think comparison is great. The other one that I really like is actually getting into some of the more technical stuff that you know, people want to know about procedures. And I think a lot of our dentists gravitate towards this because, you know, we always find that there's that balance between speaking dental, right, and speaking to patients. And you got to walk that line really carefully. But if someone's going to pay $10,000, $20,000 or more for a procedure, they want to know a little bit more about how it works. And so this is where I like to show off technology, right? So being able to speak about things like, you know, cone beam, or if you have, you know, guided systems for placing implants, or if you have really gone and invested in TMJ or TMD treatment, those are things that, you know, brag a little bit, have a educational, informational focused topic that you really focus on. So I think comparison topics, educational topics, and then the last one, which is going to be kind of a curveball, is stories, right? What I love is letting other people talk about me, or having, in this case, other people talk about our dentists. And that's where, you know, really kind of almost doing what you're doing, Michael, interviewing people. So this, in most cases, would be patients, right? And saying, well, what's your experience? And then having set questions that you ask them can be another great way to generate content.
I like that, man. Okay, so then would you say that's like the final step for this system, or are there other steps?
No, so we're really in the first step. The first step is to create your focus areas, right? So what you need to do is you need to really, and you can bend this in whatever direction feels most comfortable for you. But ultimately, I would challenge everyone who's listening to this to find six topics that you think are of interest, right? And so what you might start by doing is just pick a service and say, I really want to speak about Invisalign. But it's not enough to say, okay, I'm going to create content about Invisalign. That's where it still feels overwhelming. Your next step is to say, what are the most common questions people ask about Invisalign, right? It could be, how long does Invisalign take? It could be, how does Invisalign work? It could be comparison blog, Invisalign versus traditional, right? Those are the kind of the things we were just talking about. So you got to go from what service do I want to focus on to what is the question, or I like, what is the problem that people have that I want to speak to? And that's where your experience with Needy Conversations and Keywords Everywhere as a tool can combine in a really powerful way to get you a topic that's going to perform really well and just be fully aligned with the type of things your patients are asking.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the next step to this would be?
Yeah, the next step is going to be to create the content, right? And this is like, this is the hardest part, because it's like, I could just be like, yeah, and go create content. And I think what people should correctly ask is what and how, right? It's like, what content should I create and how should I create it? And so what I want to offer up today is a little bit of a different approach, a different system than what people might be used to, because I think it's one that's more likely to work. What we've found, you know, at Wonderist, we operate under the assumption that most of our dentists just don't have the time or would prefer to pay a marketing agency or marketing professionals to do the work, right? So we have a team of copywriters that are there constantly creating content, constantly using tools like Keywords Everywhere. And we have a team of photographers and videographers constantly creating content. But for dentists that say, listen, that's not in the budget, or I just want to have some ownership in this too, what I would propose is that you start with video. And the reason for that is that I think you can take video and you can make it go a really long way. Because keep in mind, our third step is going to be distribute, right? We're going to talk about that in a minute, but let's focus on create first. What I would recommend that you do is I would recommend that you find a video platform you feel comfortable with, whether that's recording something and uploading it to YouTube. I like tools like Soapbox or Loom. I think Soapbox is a great tool for dentists to use. It lets you record yourself. It lets you share your screen so you can show a presentation or casework. But ultimately, what you should strive to do is record a video that is probably no more than 2 or 3 minutes long, right? Don't go on for 20 minutes about a topic. 2 or 3 minutes, just a micro bite. And then here is the really cool thing. You can use another tool. And we're, again, I'm just giving away the farm here, guys. You can use a tool like, this is my favorite one. It's so cool. It's called Otter AI, otter.ai. And it's a transcription tool. And what it does, there's a lot of transcription tools out there. Some of them are really expensive. You might pay like, I don't know, a couple dollars per minute of transcription. This one is super cheap. It's super good. And what you can do is you can create a video that you can put on your website. You can put it on social media. You can transcribe it so that you now have a blog that you wrote. And you're going to look like a content rock star where people are like, how does this person have the time to write a blog, create a video, post on social media, all this stuff? And what you're doing is you're taking one piece of content, one answer, 1 2-minute chunk of time where you're speaking, and you're turning it into 3, 4, 5 pieces of content. And so that's why I like starting with video, because I think most people, even though it can be a little uncomfortable, it's like, oh, I don't want to be in front of the video. I got to comb my hair today, put on pants. Okay, you know, let's get over that hurdle together. But after that, you're able to make your time really valuable because you're able to have one content creation session. Most people are comfortable speaking, right? You can talk about, you're talking about this stuff with your patients already. If you can do that, record a video and then let that be the foundational anchor point to create multiple pieces of content from that one video.
I love that, man. And so distributing would be part of that?
Yeah. So once we've created this video, the next steps, as we've kind of already touched on, are to decide where is the most important places for this video to live. And it could be different for everybody. You might just say, listen, I am totally and only on social media. I don't care about websites. I really just want to be on social media. In which case, what I would say is make sure that you have a system to chop that video up a couple times. Don't just post it on Instagram once, right? Post it on Instagram, put it in a story, and then have an excised quote from that same video the next day. Now, again, this is more advanced. This is someone that probably needs to be comfortable working in something like Canva, right? Where you're able to go in there and you're able to take that video, and you can use video in Canva, guys. So that's one really cool note. Like, you can bring video into Canva. That's really neat. But ultimately, what you want to do is you want to make sure that, you know, if you have that video and you're focusing on social media, don't just post it one time and walk away. You spend time recording it. Make sure, I would say, you get at least 3 posts out of that one video.
Like a 2-minute video, 3 posts?
Yeah. So you've got your 2-minute video. Maybe that video runs in its entirety one time, right? So you get to see that. But then you're going to chop up the most important part of that video and say, okay, this is the thing I really want to focus on. It's a 5-second quote. That's what we're going to do. And if you're saying, well, that sounds like a lot of work, how do I do that? I would push you back to Soapbox, because Soapbox is a wonderful tool. It lets you easily record yourself. It lets you easily edit in the platform. So you don't even have to take like an editing class. And the one thing you need to do if you're going to export these Soapbox videos and put them in social media is, I think you need to pay like $99 for an annual membership. And it will let you export videos to your desktop that you can then import into social media, something like that. So again, I know these are a little bit more advanced things I'm talking about. It's not just plug and play. And you know, the easiest thing you could do is just say, well, I'll just do a Facebook Live, or I'll be okay, fine, that's good. The reason I don't recommend that is because then you're just creating content for that one moment in that one channel. And I like starting with the video so that you can then use it on multiple channels as you're distributing it, right? So that's why not just focusing on Facebook Live or something like that is not the first step of what we'd recommend to do here.
Gotcha. And I love the fact that you said, I mean, like, you guys have a team to do this, right? So this would be for someone, I mean, it sounds like it's a lot. And that's why we're like, or that's why Michael said, like, hey, block out like at least an hour, right? One day a week to kind of brainstorm, start writing, or start doing something on this. But when it comes to like wanting to delegate this, I guess like this can be a whole nother episode too, but like, what should people keep in mind, right? Because I feel like there's copywriters everywhere all the time, right? So what should we be keeping in mind?
Yeah, I think the important thing is that you take ownership of what's important to you, right? So for you to start with this, that original list, right? And say, listen, that's something I have to own. I have to say, these are topics that I really want to speak on. You know, Invisalign, all on four, frenectomies, whatever it is for you. And programmatically, understand what the next 6 months are going to look like for you and then create accountability. And what I like about what you're suggesting, Michael, is not everybody wants to be a weekend warrior that's creating content, right? So a lot of dentists might be like, oh my gosh, that sounds like a soapbox. What are you talking about, dude? That's okay. What you still can do is take that 1 hour and you can say, okay, here are six topic areas that I want to focus on. And then there are exactly a lot of people that you can start to pull in and affordably so to say, listen, I'm going to record a video and I need you to transcribe it, or I'm going to record a video and I need you to edit it, or I'm not even going to record a video. I'm going to just have a conversation with you that gets recorded and you're going to use that as the foundation to write content that then gets distributed on my website. But the key thing is, the biggest takeaway I would ask people to think about today is try to shift your mind away from spending time on creating content for one channel and open your mind up to saying, if I'm going to put this effort in, if I'm going to speak on this subject, it needs to go everywhere my patients are. And so just to review that, that means you're on Instagram. That's both posts and stories. That means it's a blog on your website. That means it's a video that can also be found at the top of that blog for people that don't want to read. They just want to click a button and listen, right? That is good content marketing at its best, where you're taking one piece of content and extending it across many channels.
Awesome, man. We truly, truly appreciate your time. And if anyone has further questions, you can definitely find Michael in the Dental Marketer Society Facebook group, or where can they reach out to you directly?
Yeah, you can go to our website, wonderistagency.com, and you can schedule time with me or our team just to speak directly. And then if you ever have questions for me personally, you can email me at michael.anderson@wonderistagency.com.
Awesome, guys. Definitely go in the show notes below. That's all going to be down there. So thank you, Michael, for being with me on this Monday morning marketing episode.
Great to be here.